Okay, today is October the 8th, 2018. October 8th, 2018. Time now is 9:31 hours. This is Sergeant Chips. This would be attempt to contact a possible witness. The officer involved shooting, RV number 18-158-434. Hi there.
Hold on, I'll call you back.
Is this your car, the white one?
No, it's the neighbor's car.
Next neighbor, okay, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
White Toyota, looks like Corolla. Cortez. Hi, buddy.
Hello?
Sheriff's Department.
Go over there. Stupid.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Ron.
David.
Yeah. Are you with the college police?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you got a second to just talk about
sure.
what you heard and saw? Okay, just so you know, I'm recording.
Okay.
All right, so what did you hear and see?
I was in my backyard when I heard a loud gunshot, and I heard hysterical scream from, I couldn't tell if it was a girl or a kid.
Uh-huh.
I just ran outside. At the same time running outside, I saw one of the deputies with their lights on.
Mm-hmm.
No sirens. They stopped right here in front of the church. So I ran out there and asked them if he needed any help. I identified myself. I'm off duty. And all I kept hearing from the deputy was him asking the person, Karina, where is it? Karina, where is it?
Okay.
By then, they had already, he was placing in handcuffs,
uh-huh.
putting her on her back, and I saw when they put, it looked like they, not the deputy in uniform, but the other deputy with his vest,
uh-huh.
looked like he started putting pressure on her chest.
Okay.
At that point, I just walked over here.
So when you came out, there was two deputies already on scene?
There was two deputies. There was one deputy that was placing her on handcuffs, and uh-huh. there was another deputy that looked like he might have been, I don't know, off duty, if he was detective or what. He
okay.
looked like he was putting on his vest and getting out some med kit.
Gotcha. Okay. And was that the deputy that was putting on his vest, was that the one that was in the black and white, or was the black and white already out here?
They were already out here. So by okay. the time I got out there, because of the trash can, I uh-huh. couldn't see who was jumping out of the car or
gotcha.
Not.
Okay.
All I saw was deputy in his uniform, placing her in cuffs. I went out there, asked him if he needed any assistance. Identified myself to him and the other deputy, and all I kept hearing is him asking Karina, where is it?
Okay. Did either of the deputies tell you what happened?
No.
No? Did they tell you anything about the person?
No.
That was on the ground? Okay. So how long did you stay out here after you came out?
About a minute, okay. minute and a half, 2 minutes.
And then what did you do?
As soon as I started seeing other deputies and LPD showing up, I just came over here.
Okay.
Figured I don't look like your typical cop, especially when I'm in a wife beater, gray shorts. So I'm like,
okay.
I'm not looking to sit there and...
Yeah, yeah.
And be told anything else, I just came over here.
Did you call 911 or anything like that?
No.
Okay. David, what's your last name? And your date of birth? How long have you been with the college?
Going on 7 years now. So.
And you're a full-time police officer?
Yes.
Okay. Is it, are you, I know that it's one police department, but are you assigned a specific?
Right now, I'm assigned at Oxnard College.
Okay. When you were in the backyard and you heard screaming, could you tell what was being said?
I couldn't tell what was being said.
Okay. You couldn't hear any specific words or anything like that?
No. It was just some hysterical, screaming. Like I said, I couldn't tell if it was a kid or if it was a female. Uh-huh. So I just ran out there to see what was going on.
When you came out, could you tell where the screaming was coming from?
I could tell that it was from the other side of this trash can.
Okay. And then did you ever come into a point where you could see who was screaming?
Yeah. Well, when I ran out there and I saw the girl being handcuffed, I was able to tell that it was her who was screaming. I was able to see that her hand was, looked like her ring finger was kind of damaged, like it was falling apart.
Okay. Was the screaming you heard when you got out to where you could see what was going on, was it the same voice?
Same voice that I first heard. Okay. When I was in the backyard.
And where, if you want to come over here, where was she at?
When I went out there?
When you first saw her, where was she at?
When I went out there, she was already on the ground.
Where at?
On the other side of this unit.
On the other side of the unit?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you tell what she was wearing?
I know she had dark clothing. I don't know if it was like green or camel style pants.
How did she look physically?
Like a junkie.
Okay. What about her made you think she looked like a junkie?
That's what I work with. That's what I deal with. I'm a DRE.
Okay.
So had the physical appearance of her hair was messy, clothing appeared somewhat dirty. She appeared really thin.
Okay. While you were over there, could you hear her saying anything specifically?
I don't want to lose my hand.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
You heard the deputy saying, Karina, where is it? Did you ever at any point figure out or were you told what he was referring to?
I couldn't. I just made the assumption that she had some sort of a weapon.
Okay.
Exactly what it was, I wouldn't be able to tell you. But that's the first impression that I got the second that he sat there and started asking her, where is it?
Did she reply? Did she answer when he asked her that?
No.
Okay. Did the deputies have their guns out?
No.
No? What were they doing when you first saw the deputies, when you came into view, what was going on?
First deputy was placing her in handcuffs. She was on the ground. He was cuffing her. Second deputy, I couldn't see him because he was in the back. So at first I couldn't tell if it was some sort of a partner, if it was a ride-along cadet until he came out. I saw him in his vest, and I saw him with some sort of a med kit.
Okay. Did you see them actually apply any type of first aid or medical assistance to her?
Yeah. The second that, like I said, the second that they cuffed her, they put her on her back, and one of the deputies just put his hand on her chest. So I made the impression that, I assumed that she might have been shot, chest wound or anything like that, and they're placing some sort of pressure on it. I wouldn't be able to tell if that's exactly what happened or if they were just kind of holding her down.
Okay.
But that's...
How far out into the... Where did you go to get a view of what... And we can walk over there to show, if you want to show me. Where do you think you ended up before you went back inside?
I was right next to him.
Okay.
I came out here. From here, I ran out.
Was this car here already?
It was here.
Okay.
So, I ran out here. She was laying down.
Okay.
Now, probably, backing on this white line.
Okay. So, where was she, just point to it, where was she laying at?
Right there.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay. And where was the first deputy that you saw cuffing her?
He was right there placing her in handcuffs.
So orient me, like where would her head have been when you first saw her?
Her head was close to the point of the arrow. Feet were kind of at an angle out here.
Okay.
The deputy was kind of facing that direction, placing her in handcuffs. His feet were facing towards the unit.
Would he have been on her left side, on her right side, standing over her? What?
He was on more on her left side.
Okay.
She was leaning more on her left side.
Okay. And then the second deputy, where was he?
He was in the back.
Of this car?
Of this unit.
Okay. And so was she, what was her body positioning? Was she on her side, on her front, on her back?
She was face down, but she was leaning more towards her left side.
Okay.
Most of her weight was on that side.
So would that have made her been facing like towards the parking lot?
Yeah.
Okay. And was that when you heard her say she didn't want to lose her hand, or when did she say that?
Around that same time.
Okay. So then when you're here, what do you tell the deputies?
I ask him if he needs any help. He just tells me to stay back, so I identify myself as off duty. Ask him again if he needs any help. I don't get a reply. I can tell that he's scared because he kind of looks up. He's got a daze, confused.
Uh-huh.
That's when I notice that the deputy in the back starts walking out. Before he tells me anything, I'm off duty. Do you guys need any help? The only thing he asked is, what street are we on? So I tell him, we're on Cortez and Struby. So he asks, what street is this? I'm like, it's Cortez. So I'm like, but you can have him enter on Struby because I kept hearing the sirens coming over here.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I saw this unit showing up. By then, I just walked back to to my house.
So did you talk with any other officers after this happened?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we can go back over. The female who was being handcuffed, have you ever seen her before? Do you know her at all?
I don't. I did call my sister.
Uh-huh.
Because just to let them know, hey, there, it appears that someone got shot in front of the house. I'm okay. Just so that they wouldn't get worried.
Right, right.
My knuckleheaded nephew lives two houses down from me, so nothing happened to us.
Two houses down, you have family?
Yeah.
Is that who you called?
No, I called my sister. She's probably a block and a half away from here.
Okay.
But because her son lives right there, I called her just to let her know, hey, something happened. Cops are out here. We're fine.
Okay. Do you know, has anybody talked to your nephew, or do you know if he's home?
I have no clue.
Okay. David, what's the cell phone number you can reach that?
My personal 805.
Okay. And driver's license number? Okay. I'll give you my card. If you have any other questions or anything, give me a call. Are you going to be here for a while? I mean, do you need to go anywhere?
I was actually going to go to the gym, so I was trying to get something out of my car and walk out, but they told me that
yeah.
I couldn't even leave. I'm like, fuck.
No, we're gonna be here for a while, obviously. If you need anything, just holler at one of the deputies or whatever. If you need to leave, obviously the car's going to need to stay, but
yeah,
we can walk out.
I can walk if I'm okay to leave this area.
I'll have to have somebody go with you.
That's
just
fine.
Make sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, just do you want to go right now, or
would I be able to get my water bottle from my car to head out?
Yeah, I think for the water bottle from inside the car is fine. You just can't take the car yet until we get the scene documented.
I understand.
Okay. All right, you want to do it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm able to go?
Yeah. All right. Let me just make sure these guys don't give you any problems. Thank you very much for
anytime,
talking.
Man.
Appreciate it. Hey, I'm just walking him out.
Okay.
Cool, man. Thank you.
Yes,
you too.
Hey,